Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for downloading Pogo City Radio. Andrew Bedlin pissed as a motherfucker. We'll find out why right after Blank 77. Damn right the city will crash and burn tonight. Blank 77 playing in Vegas tonight. I got a bunch of pictures I've been getting all night from Renee's hotel room. She's got this great view of the main stage up on the 17th floor, directly parallel from where the fucking singer of every band will be singing. I hate all you motherfuckers that are there without me. I sure do, and I mean it from the depths of my heart. I hate you all. But not actually the reason I'm pissed off. The real reason I'm pissed off is because I woke up a little over an hour ago, 6:30 a.m. on a Saturday, because I'm a crazy working man, but 6:30 a.m. on a Saturday, to a barrage of messages asking me why the June 2nd Blank 77 Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band Despised Parasitics and Anti-Citizen Show has been canceled. What? These shows have not been canceled. Apparently, Facebook is deleting a bunch of event pages and emailing everyone saying they're interested and saying the shows are canceled. This happened, we're now noticing that this happened to many shows going on in our area. Nobody knows what's going on. From what I hear, all the shows I'm in charge of, they're all still going on. We didn't delete them. So we gotta check up with a few people, but what it seems like, as people are researching and trying to figure out what happened, it seems like Facebook may have thought either some of these accounts or some of these events were fake and deleted them. But none of them were fake, so we don't know. It's all Russia's fault because Russia hacked the election and now fucking influenced the election, not hacked the election, through Facebook. And now Facebook is all super policed and like it's fucking ridiculous and it sucks. But to my knowledge, all these shows still going on. Hope to see you there. Extremely pissed off that 300 people just got an email saying the show's not happening, but it's definitely happening and we will figure it all out. Hope to see you there. All right, now that I got that out of the way, I don't even know what the fuck song to play because I am pissed. While I look for it, why don't I tell you guys how I'm going to be calming myself down? So I was at the mall yesterday. I went to go get an oriental massage. Is that, that's not a good term anymore. What do they call it now? An Asian massage or something. It's something like that. And I went to go get a massage from Asian ladies, and as I'm walking out of the mall, I see this CBD stand with like a hippie kid there, and he gives me a little head nod. I'm like, hey, what's up? He was like, hey, man. I said, hey, I got a question for you. I said, I take dabs like all goddamn day. Like I take dabs all goddamn day. Are any of these products actually going to do anything if I was to use them, or is the THC just going to weigh out all the CBD? And he said, actually, I have this thing, and he hands me a jar, and it is called CBD isolate. So what this is, it's basically CBD that you dab. So what I'm doing, what he told me to do, and it's fucking awesome, by the way, is take my my government fucking medical marijuana THC concentrate and put it on my tool, and I roll it in the glass jar of the CBD isolate, coating it in almost like a sugar-like substance, and I was like, this shit ain't gonna do nothing. I'm wasting my money. But I did it, and this shit is fucking awesome. So I'm gonna take a nice big hit of it while you guys listen to the Abrasive Wheels. The Abrasive Wheels, voice of you. All right, let's stick out in the UK and keep this show moving right along with one of my all-time favorite bands. Here's the Anti-Nowhere League with Long Live Punk.
Oh,
the league. You guys can catch them in Brooklyn. And also, you guys can catch Blank 77 in Brooklyn August 10th. It's going to be a sick-ass lineup at that show. And hope to see you all there. The rest of the lineup hasn't been announced yet, but I know who it tentatively is. Who I'm pretty sure it's confirmed to be. But yeah, stick around to find out who else will be playing August 10th in Brooklyn at the Kingslam with Blank 77. And don't forget, the league will be playing there July 1st. So, yeah, let's head out to Denver. Now, Vegas going on this weekend. Punk Bowling going on this weekend. I know the Wheels are playing. I'm pretty sure the Bad English are playing. I don't know. But we're going to get to the Bad English. Here they are with Let's Pogo. Bad English right there. All right, now I've got to talk to you guys some more about this fucking CBD isolate, because this shit is awesome, man. Like, I'm doing the same dabs I've been doing for however long, like forever, and I definitely feel a drastic difference. Also, the dabs I do, I like indica. They're a little bit more sativa, but yeah, this definitely balances them out nicely. This is supposed to be an indica CBD, but I believe that's really just referencing the flavor more so than the actual makeup of it. It's got turpentine or whatever the fuck they call added to it, and the flavor I don't really like. It's strawberry banana. I thought it would be all right. I don't like it at all, but I don't really give a fuck what it tastes like as long as it goddamn works, and it sure as fuck works, so I'm going to go back and probably get more, but definitely a different flavor. And I'm not into flavored shit. And that like these fucking fruity ass bullshit. Like, I want them to just taste like weed or like tobacco. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to be some weird fucking, because like, even when you get, I don't like grape anyway, but even like if you get like Grape Ape, like actual marijuana, it doesn't taste like you're drinking like fucking sugared up grape juice like all these things seem to. But outside of the taste, shit's pretty awesome. And it's about time the U.S. caught up. Here are the wheels with I'm So Tired of Living in the U.S.A. All right. That was The Wheels. Now, they, like I said, playing in Vegas this weekend along with so many others. And remember, you guys can catch Blanks multiple times. They're playing with The Exploited and Cheap Sex. And then they're playing The Hangover Pool Party. And, yeah, with Sloppy Seconds nonetheless. So, yeah, go figure that out. Renee is sending me all types of pictures. Constance made fucking spreadsheets in 15-minute intervals, like Microsoft Excel spreadsheets in 15-minute intervals with all the different stages and all the bands and the sound checks and where they're going to be. She also has Renee on a leash. They are tethered, as Renee would tell you. She's on a leash. Constance has Renee on a leash in Vegas right now. I don't know. I'm a little fucked up already. This is pretty cool. I like this this mixture stuff here. Let's just keep the tracks moving along. Head out to Jersey, Linden, New Jersey, Banner of Hope Bar Room Brawl.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Take it.
All right, that was Banner of Hope right there. Now, we're going to see if I can pirate some shit. I got I plugged in my cell phone into the board, which, yeah, I'm thinking. I wish there was someone else here to talk right now. This makes for some pretty eventful audio. All right, so here we go. I found it. Okay, so Blag from the Dwarves. Dwarves, the D-W-A-R-V-E-S, Blag doing a lounge singer set in the hotel, like auditorium or some room in the fucking hotel. And so Blag is doing a bunch of Dwarves songs on an acoustic guitar by himself in the hotel. And Renee sent me her favorite. We're going to get to it next. Here's Blag from Vegas with Everybody's Girl via Renee's cell phone.
Can you call me on the phone? This is all alone and he's over there. Crystal sees into the future. Tell me that he's not so sure that Roger really cares. And wonder if we are sharing a different world. And all these naked emotions working around me in swirls. But I'm in love with everybody's girl. Look at Brenda there in Luke. She's giving him the boot. And Kelly's standing by. And I know two or nothing. Can't you see my sweet bad daughter? Asking, do you wanna? But I never yet tried. Just sit and wonder if we are sharing a different world. And are these TV emotions making the channels flirt? But I'm in love with everybody's girl. I spend the Cinco de Mayo in my parade, celebrating independence with a little Emily. And if the New Year should find you without Jenny, and there she'll be. You'll find her under my tree, wrapped up and waiting for me. You call me on the phone, don't ever leave alone. You'll always find me there. And if you see into the future, be so kind, you got to tell me what you find out there. We'll lie in bed watching reruns of another world, just like a drunk ballerino stuck on a tilt world. I'm in love with everybody. I'm in love with everybody. I'm in love. With everybody's girl.
All right, thank you, Renee. All right, so that was Blag. Let's get the rest of the guys on stage. Here's the Dwarves.
Kitty calls me on the phone to say she's all alone and needs somebody there. Crystal sees into the future, tells her that she's an apple shoe that Roger really cares. We are sharing a different world, and all these naked emotions whirling around me swirl. And I'm in love with everybody's girl. Look at Brenda there with Luke. She's giving him the boot. Oh, but Kelly's standing by. Oh, and here comes my mad thumb. Ask her, do you wanna? But I never even tried. I
reruns of another world. Just like a drunk ballerina stuck on a tilt the world. I'm in love with everybody. I'm in love with everybody. I'm in love.
Oh, you're creepy.
With everybody's girl. Oh, yeah. Everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl.
All right, the Dwarves right there, Everybody's Girl. Yo, no lie, right? We were at a punk rock dance party at whatever club. I think it was at QXT's or some shit in the basement one night. And I'm walking up to the DJ, and I'm like, yo, can you play the Dwarves? And he's like, no, we're just playing punk rock. I said, yeah, that's what I said, the Dwarves. And he was like, no, that's classic rock. I was like, no, like Everybody's Girl, like the little people, like the Munchkins. Can you play Batman? And he said, oh, the Dwarves? But yeah, apparently nobody understands the way I say the Dwarves. And now I usually don't conform to the norms of society, but it seems like I have on this one. But yeah, so like I said, Blank's playing with Sloppy Seconds, the Hangover Party, on Monday. It's also fucking Memorial Day weekend. Sloppy Seconds, kind of like, you know, big America band. So we're going to play one of my favorites by them, coming off Endless Bummer. And here's Everybody Hates the United States, Memorial Day weekend.
Hello, City Radio.
All right, that was the Sloppy Seconds. We're going to keep a little Memorial Day block going on. Headed back to Jersey, Harpo and the Boys, Niblick, America. We'll be right back. Nidlick Henbane, America, right there. Now, I'm going to get to one of Tim's band, Tim, you know, in blanks, the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol band, and just about every other band from New Jersey, also in Steel Toe Solution. So let's head over there with Wrong Side of the Pond. Steel Toe Solution, Hogo City Radio. Now, we're kind of in the middle of this little Memorial Day block. I decided to slow us down. So, I'm going to keep it going. I think this is going to be the last one for this episode. Probably doing a show with some of the crew later tonight. No guarantees. Sometime this weekend. We are all getting together today, but that's more of a junior Pogo crew event. But I'm sure we'll end up at Pogo HQ, so maybe everybody will be here. And if you guys like the show, got to remind you, give it a 5-star rating, a like, a comment, a share. Also, fucking leave us a fucking comment on Podbean or iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play Music. Screenshot that shit, send it to us, and we'll send you some free stickers and pins and shit. Now, we have the I think we have the little 1-inch pogo pins, like your typical pogo, your typical pin, you know what I mean? And I also have, now we got 2 2/4 inches. So these are the big motherfuckers. We got the we got some of those Pogo City Radio pins printed up. Also, we got the Pogo logo on stickers. I think I got a couple magnets left. And also got like a new logo of a sticker, a die cut sticker that we'll be sending out and shit. So if you guys take a screenshot where you give us like a 5-star rating and a like or whatever, a comment on one of the platforms, not on like Facebook and shit, on one of the shows itself, we'll send you some of that shit, maybe some Stabs gear too. Remember, you guys can always find us facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, facebook.com/the SDABS. We're getting out of here with Head Wound and Bergen County. Thanks for downloading.